Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Alexis wrote to us in our Facebook DMs. And it's, like I said, we get these, not all the time, but at least once a year we get an Am I the Jerk that handles this problem. Am I the jerk for stealing her baby name? Here we go again. I feel like we do this every damn year.
Who's going to say stealing the baby? I was like, well, yes,
well,
obviously.
Well, that would be weird.
But no, stealing the name.
But hold on. Let me at least read the context and why it's an issue and who she's fighting with.
Context always matters with these because stealing the name, you're like, oh my gosh, why would you steal the name? But what is the reasoning and how did it happen?
This is what she said. She said, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk? I'm pregnant with my second child and my partner and I have a short list of names we like. One of them starts with the letter K, which is important to us. However, my sister recently told me I can't use the name because she wants to name her future child that after her boyfriend's middle name.
Same name. Okay.
The thing is, she's not engaged, married, or pregnant. Well, you don't have to be engaged or married, but pregnant would be a good way to start.
Being pregnant would be a starter to claiming a name.
Alexis goes on in this message, and she said she even threatened to stop speaking to me if I use the name, which I doubt would actually happen. She also claimed she'd tell people I'm obsessed with her boyfriend if I go through with it.
Lord.
We didn't even need that part.
Doing much.
She said, I'm torn because I like the name, but I also don't want unnecessary drama.
Yeah.
Am I the jerk for stealing her baby name and keeping it on my list? Alexis.
Well,
all right. So this we do get this like once a year. And I get it because I remember I've told the story 1,000 times and I'll tell it again. When we named Hudson, my friend Carrie tried to lecture me about how they were going to name their kid Hudson if it wasn't a girl. But they had already had a girl named Ava. So I'm like, I don't understand how I stole your name.
Yeah, right.
I don't even remember that conversation where she said she liked the name Hudson. But boy, do I still hear about it.
Well, and people change their names off of other people's sakes and says all the time. Mm-hmm. All the time. I kind of am leaning towards a jerk in this one, though.
You think so?
A little bit. It seems like they like the name.
Mm-hmm.
But the name has some genuine importance to the sister and her partner.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Because mm-hmm. it's the boyfriend's middle name.
Yeah, right?
Uh-huh.
You've already got a kid. You got your second on the way. Mm-hmm. Though you've technically got dibs, rights, because your sister isn't pregnant. You already got a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Let them have that importance. Don't make them letter. If they're already decided, like, it's something crazy special mentally when you've already decided the name of your child.
Yeah.
When you're not even pregnant. That means you're really looking forward to that. I'm trying to be a good person here and say, like, you've already got one.
Already,
let her get hers.
Let her have her moment because the first child's always
it's
the most
special.
Exciting. Let's be real. No offense to the middle.
You're breaking the seal, though. You're breaking the seal. The first one's always like, oh my gosh, we're parents. The second one's like, all right, grab a diaper bag.
Shockingly, I disagree with you.
No.
Because honestly, DZ, she's not into, unless she, if she was pregnant.
Yeah,
fine.
One thing, yeah. I get
She's not. Fair game, man. You don't even know if you're going to get pregnant. And guess what?
You don't even know if you and this dude are actually going to stay together.
That part. I was going to say, okay, you guys could break up. And then what? You didn't
anybody
use the
could
name?
Break. Anybody could break up.
Well, you're right. Anybody
her
could,
and her husband can break
could
up.
Could break up. And then who
divorce,
could,
whatever.
Same. Absolute. Never say never, I've learned in life.
But
right?
They're at least pregnant. They're at least expecting.
And
they
having
at least
it.
Got, they, right, they're having it.
They have. That's why I think it's fair game.
It is fair game. But
that's
you
why
could,
I think.
You could be respectful. And she's already leaning towards that. I just want to avoid necessary drama. So if you keep the name in your pile, you're being petitious. Because it doesn't sound to me from the reading or from the listening, right?
Yeah.
From her writing in, it doesn't sound to me like she even cares fully for the name to argue about it enough.
Right.
If you ain't ready to go to bat for it.
She said, yeah, I'm torn because I don't want unnecessary drama. Then drop it.
Why
then,
bring drama to your baby's life?
Yeah.
You're bringing drama to your baby's life with it, too.
Honestly, because the sister, she's got no game. She doesn't even have she's not even pregnant.
She got no skin in this game, but she's trying to make claim. I'm saying let her. You've got one baby. You feel good. This second baby is also special.
Yeah.
You want to name him something special. But I think, and it sounds like to me, this name means something more to her than it does to you.
You say jerk. I say not the jerk.
Yeah.
Maria Ian Whitewater said, not the jerk. I didn't use a name out of respect for someone that never ended up having kids. Oh, that would set me off.
I'd change the baby's name.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 16-year-old, whatever. We're going to change your name now.
Yeah, everyone's saying, not the jerk. What if she's not with the boyfriend when she finally has a baby? That was Brittany texting in. Rochelle from Kenosha, not the jerk. She's not pregnant or married. We don't care about the married.
Let's not end their relationship, though. If they're this enthused about having a child together, they clearly want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And who's to say that they do have this child together, name them, and then break up? That's fine, too. Separate households exist, and separate households can thrive. I don't want to end their relationship, and we don't even know what they got going on. Clearly, they want to have kids together. Mm-hmm. Let's leave them in that happy pocket. Can we do that?
You know what? You're right. You're trying to be positive.
Yeah.
And we're all like, they don't even have a kid.
Screw them. They're not going to end together.
You never know.
We don't know.
Oh, man. All right. 414-533-1037. We're getting tons of texts, and we're going to take your calls next. Is she the jerk for stealing the sister's baby name?
What's her name?
Alexis.
Alexis.
Is Alexis the jerk? We'll talk to you next.
No, wait. You're a jerk. It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, I feel like this circles once a year. Am I the jerk for stealing her baby name? Because this happens so often.
Ali, don't lie. We get more than these. More than one a year, but
We don't use them for more than once a year.
Everybody's always arguing about baby names.
Well, Alexis was the first one to get in this year with this problem.
Fresh.
Because she wants to steal her sister's baby name on their second child, but her sister isn't even pregnant or engaged or married.
Claims, though.
And saying that it would be really mean if she did that. So let's start with Yanni in Glendale this morning. Hi, good morning.
Buenos dias.
Good morning. So what do you think? Is Alexis the jerk if she steals the sister's baby name?
So I am with DZ on this one. I don't think she's a jerk, though. I do think she needs to give up the name. If it means so much for the sister, and it's the middle name for the boyfriend.
She is
Do you really want to carry that around?
Okay, it's better.
How many names are out there that start with a K? Also, she never explained why is that name so important to her.
Well, that's true. So you're saying she is the jerk if she keeps the name knowing the sister wants it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Got it.
Mostly because it's the middle name of the boyfriend. I don't really want to call her a jerk, but that's a jerk move.
But it's a jerk move.
This is what she said, because I was wondering too. Let's go back. She said one of the names starts with the letter K, which is important to us. However, my sister recently told me we can't use it because she wants to name her future child that name after her boyfriend's middle name.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
right.
So just to clarify.
The letter's important to them. Pick a different name with the same letter.
There's so many K names out there.
That's what I was trying to understand by this message Alexis sent was, is it just the letter or is it the name?
Is it the name?
Or is she trying to hide the name from us? Because all she says is one of them starts with the letter K. I'm like,
she's being cryptic.
Too
and
crazy.
What if she,
that's what I'm hearing too.
Yeah.
Is the K is the most important, but this guy has a middle name is what it is.
It's actually the name.
Even if they never end up being pregnant, what if they do? And
I'd
then
be so
your
mad.
Kid has your brother in law's middle name?
Weird.
Yeah.
El asado, the barbecue gonna be weird, bro. I'll tell you what.
Well, no, it's not, because she's not gonna talk to her. She steals the name, remember?
But she is gonna be telling everybody that she's obsessed with her husband.
Right.
She said that. Which,
by the way, is so petitious.
Listen, though, what if there's some history? What if they maybe went on a date 50 years ago and the sister. See, look at Yanni's like, dude.
Yeah, you're
now
right.
Now I'm theorizing, bro. Yanni got us going, bro.
Okay.
Yanni got us going.
Yeah, Sharon in Milwaukee texted in, what's the name? We all want to know what the name is.
Thank you.
Amen. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Yanni. We'll talk to you later.
Have a great day.
You too,
Wepa. So Lise in Milwaukee said she's not the jerk. She also said at the beginning it's meaningful for her and her husband. Jason in McGuanago, though, said jerk with DZ. Like DZ said, she likes the name. You have to love the name. Let the sister have it and avoid the drama. It's 2025. We have enough to worry about other than a name. Dude, names are very important to people.
But if you're not willing to fight for it, why are you willing to keep it in the pile?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. Well, let's hit up Danielle in Butler this morning. Got her own theme song. Hi, Danielle.
Good morning.
All right. So you heard Yanni say jerk with DZ. Is she the jerk for stealing the sister's baby name?
She's not a jerk.
Danielle.
Amen.
Danielle.
The sister isn't even pregnant, DZ.
Danielle.
Come on, Danielle.
Oh, you petitious.
Get my back. Come on.
All right, no, come on. What's up? What's up?
Petitious.
What's up? Talk that talk. What do you say?
She's pregnant. She had a small list of names, and when she probably went to her sister and said, oh, these are the names we're choosing. And then for her sister to say, hold up, you can't use that name because that's my boyfriend's middle name. That's what we're going to use.
Not that one.
If
I'd be like, I don't even like your boyfriend.
She was comfortable enough to say, hey, girl, not that one. We want to use that name.
But if she was comfortable enough to say it at that point in time, then she should have said it to her sister when she found out that her sister was pregnant.
Well, you're not thinking that.
Sounds so immature.
Names.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. You're right, Danielle. But here's the thing, Danielle, as someone who's had kids, that those conversations don't come up until
you got the list of names.
Yeah, until you have the list of names, and then you start, and people, this is.
If it was that important to the sister, which it seems like it is, she should have said something. Now she's being the toxic one, making up boldish things like,
oh, Danielle, watch your language.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry.
All right. So, listen, hold on. I have a thought to say.
Not the jerk.
Okay, okay. Danielle, receive.
Thank you, Danielle. You're in timeout. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye, love you.
Love you.
Back.
Bye.
So, a little less right
now.
Less. Oh,
you're in timeout.
Goofballing.
This is my other thing, though. I do want to say, DZ, that the only thing that I kept a secret when I had Owen and Hudson were their names.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Who knew? Nobody?
Nobody but me, and I almost said my ex-husband's name. Not like people don't know, but me and my ex-husband.
That's it.
Were the only two who knew the name.
Sisters?
Nope. It was intentional because the best advice I ever got was, everyone's gonna have an opinion. They're gonna say things like, ooh, I grew up with someone named that, or ooh, don't name your kid that, or ooh, I don't like that name.
There's always a story about somebody's name. Yeah. Okay.
My name. So the best, even though we found out that they were both gonna be boys, and I shared that on the air, we knew they were boys beforehand.
Never shared the name.
We did not share the name until the day they were born.
Cool.
And we had the names ready.
Okay, that's
so
cool.
And I'll be honest, I remember putting Owen's name up on the wall, and then like the grandma and grandpa came over and go, damn, I guess you know the name now.
Don't tell anybody.
That was an accident, but nobody knew.
But that's special, though. That's special for you guys. That's almost to the level of like just finding out the gender by yourselves as a surprise, right? Mm-hmm. Like
it's the same.
It's the same of like, no, that's just for us.
Yeah.
You don't get to decide or influence or say because somebody always got an opinion about your baby.
That's right. Best advice I ever got. Don't tell people your baby name till it's born.
Don't take any advice.
There you go. Jeremiah's calling next. Let's get to him. Jeremiah, good morning.
What it do?
Good morning. Must be the weather. Everyone's cursing this morning.
Well,
I don't know what's going on.
You know what? I'm traumatized. Can we not go backwards?
What are you talking about, Jeremiah? We're talking to you now.
So I say not the jerk. And honestly, I mean, I agree with everybody else with the whole, you know, who knows? Maybe her sister's a little bit overzealous, and they've like, she and her boyfriend have been together for like 2 months, and she's like, well, I made a scrapbook. Would we have a baby?
I made a scrapbook, Jeremiah.
Surprise!
Like, I think that's a little much. And then to be so petty to be like, I'm gonna not only not talk to you, but I'm gonna spread rumors about you and my boyfriend. I would call her bluff. I'd say, like, guess what? That just name popped to the top of the list. Sorry.
Okay.
Oh, so you get petty petitions on top of being petty already. Mm-hmm. He said, you like it that much?
Mm-hmm. So he's saying not the jerk, which means this is rounding out as not the jerk today.
All right, Jeremiah.
Well, thank you for calling, Jeremiah.
Yeah.
You have a great day.
Love,
you too.
Man. Appreciate you. You too.
Well, that's it. Somebody texted in and said, agree, Allie. We didn't share the name either with anyone until after they were here and named because you don't want to hear, you don't need input. Everybody's got something to say about your kid's name. That's none of their damn business. I'm sorry. Amber in Milwaukee texted in, not the jerk. Both can use the name or a variation of the name. My husband has 6 people in his family who have a variation of his first and middle name.
That's like a spelling.
You remember the movie My Big Fat Greek Wedding where they're like, everybody's named Nick or Nikki? It's like Nick, Nikki,
Nicholas,
Nikita,
Nikolaev. Nikita, isn't that a drill?
I don't know, whatever, but it was just a fun, it's so relatable if you're one of those families who everybody shares the same name.
If it's an important name to the family, I get it, but it seems like this is just like a good name that two different sisters like.
Like,
With their two different dudes that got no relation with the name.
Well, congrats, Alexis. You're not the jerk, and that rounds it out today.